Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of $3 Down. Good Lord. We're back. It was fun yesterday. I had to do it again. I said I wasn't going to do back-to-back days, but I couldn't stop myself. I wanted to do an episode. I had some talking points I wanted to get to. I figured, you know what? We might as well do it. We streamed earlier in the day. Hold on, let's turn that music down just a wee bit. We streamed earlier in the day, and we played some Dark Souls 3. I've been playing a lot of Dark Souls 3 recently. I mean, it is my favorite Dark Souls game, and we've been playing it with mods. First, we played through it with the randomizer mod. Then we played through it with the Cinders mod. And today, we tried out the Convergence mod. Those are like some pretty big mods. Cinders and Convergence, those are like the top two mods for Dark Souls 3, I believe. Cinders was great. All the way through, it was very fun. Bunch of new bosses added. I'm pretty sure they added maybe some new areas, or at least changed some vanilla areas a wee bit. It was solid all throughout. Cool armor, cool new weapons. Really good. Really good. So I figured we finished Cinders. Cinders was fun. Let's try the Convergence mod. I mean, it's the second biggest mod for Dark Souls 3. It's got to be pretty good, right? And it started off strong. I enjoyed it for like the first 10 minutes. And then when we got to the shrine, the Firelink Shrine, which is like the hub for Dark Souls 3, and we encountered all these different characters and whatnot, and there are just so many different items, so many different weapons, so many different covenants, so many different just things in that mod, just in the Firelink Shrine. It was like overwhelming to me. Now, some people might enjoy having that much to choose from, you know what I mean? I'm not bashing it for having so much. That's just, it's a little overwhelming for me. I'm like, dude, what is this stuff? You know, what does this mean? It's kind of hard to figure stuff out too, because they don't really explain what things do, you know what I mean? Like, certain weapons have different affinities, but like they also have affinities for other elements as well. They're just not as potent as its main affinity. And I'm like, what is this mess, dude? What is going on? There is so much in the Convergence mod. It was overwhelming to me. It was like, dude, this is a bit too much. Cinders, don't get me wrong, it had a bunch of stuff as well, but it wasn't like convoluted nonsense, you know what I mean? Convergence, it was almost like they were really, really taking themselves very seriously, which isn't a bad thing. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it was so serious that it was like too much for me. It was a bit too much. It was like someone who is new to the LARPing scene has just stumbled upon like some hardcore group of D&D adventurers, and he doesn't know what's going on. Dude, these guys are incredibly into it. What are they talking about? What are they going on about? I just got here, dude. I just started like maybe a couple days ago. What are you going on about? What is all this? You get overwhelmed. It's a bit too much. Cinders, there was a bunch of stuff, but it wasn't so convoluted. It wasn't so dense that it seemed hard to bite through, if that makes sense. So I didn't enjoy the Convergence mod. We played about 2 hours of it before I got bored of it. And I usually, if I'm really having a bad time with a game, if I'm bored of a game, I usually cut the stream short. Now, some might say that's bad practice, just keep going. But for me, if I'm not enjoying myself, and if I'm not enjoying the game, I just stop. I regroup and I try again the next day. My stream is small enough that really doesn't matter, you know what I mean? A restart like that, it's not harming me, it's not doing me any favors. It's just a restart. You know, if the stream was bigger, obviously cutting the stream short 2 hours in just because I'm not having fun with this game would be a bit of a problem. But as I discussed in the previous episode, I don't average that many viewers, dude. 0.6. Not even a full one viewer a stream. 0.6 viewers a stream somehow. I don't even know, dude. But 0.6 viewers a stream, I figure, let's just chalk it. Let's just go ahead and restart. You know what I mean? I wasn't enjoying it. It's hard for me to make good content when I myself am not having fun with the game that I'm playing. So I just figured, hard reset, we'll try again tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'll try something else, which is the 19th. It'll be the 19th. I'll try something else. We've played Dark Souls 3 for like 2 weeks straight, I believe. So we got to try something different. Dark Souls 3 it's fun. One of my favorite games, but we got to move on. We got to try something different, dude. I'm all tuckered out of Dark Souls 3. I'm good on Dark Souls 3 now. We like sucked the life of it out of it at this point. I could try the other Dark Souls games. I could go back to Dark Souls. No. Dark Souls 1. Dark Souls 1, dude. We tried Dark Souls 1 a few days ago. When we finished the randomizer playthrough of Dark Souls 3, we went to try Dark Souls 1. I played through Dark Souls 1 already, but this time I wanted to try it with the randomizer. Holy God, holy Lord, it was some of the most horrendous nonsense I've ever experienced. Seriously, it sullied my vision of Dark Souls 1. Dark Souls 1, before I played that, was my second favorite Dark Souls game. But afterwards, dude, that randomizer fucking tarnished it. Seriously, I did not have a good time with that randomizer. It was shocking how terrible of a time I was having. I don't know if I did something wrong in the installation process of the randomizer, or if this is just how it goes, but how it worked, at least how it worked for me when we were playing, it seemed like all of the enemy mobs had a set item that they usually drop, and that item is now turned into one different item, just one different item. In Dark Souls 3, the randomizer worked as you would expect a randomizer to work. Everything you pick up has a chance to be completely different, you know? It's just a completely random item. In Dark Souls 1, again, I don't know if I did something wrong. This is just how it was for us when we were playing. I killed a set of mobs. They're all the same mobs. They're just multiples of those mobs, but they all drop the exact same item over and over and over again. Granted, it is different from what they normally drop in vanilla, but it's no longer really random, you know what I mean? Because this set mob only drops this set piece of loot now. It is random from what they usually drop, but I'm over here thinking that every single thing you pick up will be random. That's not how it worked in Dark Souls 1. Again, I may have messed it up. I may have messed it up somehow. That's just how it was in our playthrough. I don't know what happened right there. And it made it very hard to get stuff rolling. You know what I mean? Because I'm in the starting area and I'm killing the same like initial mob over and over again. And they're all just dropping. I remember it was Titanite nonsense. Titanite scales. I think something Titanite. The upgrade materials for your weapons or whatever. It would constantly drop that. I had no use for it because it was like some high tier upgrade material. I hadn't even gotten any of the low tier stuff yet, so I couldn't even use it regardless. And at first, when I was starting to get them, I was happy. I was like, okay, well, keep on dropping. When we get our weapons to that level, at least they'll be ready to go. We'll have plenty of materials for it. But then I started to notice that we weren't getting anything else. All we were getting was those Titanite scales or whatever it was called. I forget. And it was Titanite something. So when we went to go fight bosses, we still had the base weapon that wasn't upgraded at all. We had the base amount of Estus. We couldn't do anything. And I messed up big time as well because I started off. What is the character that like comes in with pretty much nothing but like a loincloth? Deprived? We started off deprived. So I had no armor. I had no armor, no helmets, no nothing. No nothing but the starting weapon and some Estus. That's it. And it was rough, dude. We went to the Bell Gargoyles, I believe that boss is called. The Bell Gargoyles. Holy God. The worst, and I mean the worst boss I have ever fought. Ever, dude. Seriously, that, I don't know who in God's name allowed that to be finalized, but that was some of the worst nonsense I have ever experienced in my life. Seriously, it is so bad. So bad, dude. You have these two giant gargoyles just constantly breathing wide sweeping, long reaching streams of fire at you non-stop. You run away from them, they will run at you, stop about 10 feet away just to breathe more fire at you, dude. It's impossible to get anything going. My strategy was to kill the first one as fast as I can, because there's two of them. You're fighting two on one. There's one in the beginning, initially just one, and then the second one comes in when the first one is about half health or whatever. So my goal was to try to kill the first one as fast as I possibly can before the second one even had a chance to come in and be a nuisance. But it just would not work that way. It just would not work out in our favor like that. The second one would always come in too fast and would just start breathing fire at us. And we had to run around like a chicken with its head cut off, trying to find an opportunity to get some hits in, even though it was like damn near impossible, dude. It was terrible. We spent so long in that mess. We eventually got it. We did get it eventually, but after getting smacked left and right for like almost an hour, when you finally do win, it doesn't even feel good, you know? You're just happy to be done with it. You're not happy that you won. You don't feel accomplished. You're just glad you don't have to put up with that mess anymore. So it was like it's bittersweet. Yeah, we won, but at what cost, essentially? Like the meme, we won, but at what cost? My sanity, dude, absolutely abysmal. I stopped right there. I couldn't take it anymore. I was not having fun with it. It was rough. It was absolutely rough. So that leaves me with Dark Souls 2. I love Dark Souls 2. I love it. It's weird because I always see people shitting on Dark Souls 2, saying it's the worst one out of the series. I disagree. Sorry about that. I humbly disagree. Dark Souls 2, even barring the randomizer nonsense of Dark Souls 1, it is still right there, right below Dark Souls 3 for me. For me, my favorite, the order in which they go in terms of most favorite to least favorite is DS3, DS2, then DS1. That's it for me. I enjoyed DS2 a lot, dude. I enjoyed that game a lot, more than I expected I would, because I went into it reading all the reviews, listening to people in my chat saying it's the worst one, you're not gonna have fun with it. I played it and it was fun. I enjoyed it a lot. I enjoyed the weapons, I enjoyed the areas, the bosses were fun. It's a long game. It's definitely like the longest out of them. The only thing I will say is Dark Souls 2 had so many bosses. It was too much, you know what I mean? Because obviously, not every single one of those bosses is going to be exquisite. You know, they were more quantity over quality. There was a lot of bosses in Dark Souls 2 that just are not good. You'd be surprised they're even considered a boss. You know, it's hilarious, in fact. But there are still a vast amount of very good bosses in Dark Souls 2. Like, what's that one dude? The Ivory King, Sir Alone, or whatever his name is called. The Throne Watcher and Throne Defender, I thought that was fun. That's about it. That's all I can really remember. I haven't played Dark Souls 2 in a while, but there's a good bit in there that I enjoyed a lot. Maybe I'll try modding out Dark Souls 2. I don't know if Dark Souls 2 has a randomizer. I don't see why it wouldn't. I really haven't checked the Nexus page for Dark Souls 2 mods, but maybe we'll give that a go. maybe we'll jump to Dark Souls 2 and see how that goes, because I'm done with Dark Souls 3. I'm all tuckered out of Dark Souls 3. I don't want to play Dark Souls 1. Maybe we try Dark Souls 2. We'll see how it goes, dude. Good lord. Old Spice. Old Spice. My favorite brand in terms of body wash and deodorant. You can't go wrong with them. Except when you buy their cocoa butter body wash. Why in God's name do they only fill it about halfway? What's up with that? What kind of nonsense is that, dude? You know, I've been buying this body wash for like a good bit of time, but I only just recently noticed that they only fill it up about halfway. They even say that they fill it up halfway. On the bottle, it has like a little line that says, filled to here. And I'm like, why is that? They have to have a reason for it. And I tried to think of different ways it can make sense. I can't, dude. Nothing comes to mind. Maybe I'm slow. Maybe I'm dumb. But I literally cannot think of a way that makes sense as to why they would fill the bottle to just that much when their competitors like fill that stuff up to the brim almost. Literally, I just a couple days ago, I went to Walmart to pick up some more body wash because I was running out of that Old Spice mess, and I picked up some Dove stuff. I looked in the bottle. I mean, it's like it's right there, dude. Not filled to the brim completely, but it's like you got the neck of the bottle. It's filled right below the neck of the bottle. It's a lot. So I don't understand what's up with Old Spice. And I was like, why am I running out of this stuff so quickly? I'm not in the shower just like squirting out massive amounts of body wash all the time. I'm pretty like conservative when it comes to that. So I try to save my body wash, you know, just use what I need to use. But I still found myself running out of it really quickly, like shockingly fast, considering how big the bottle actually is. I'm like, how am I running out of this? What is happening? And I'm looking at it. I see it says filled to here. Why? What's up with that? So I think I gotta put Old Spice on the back burner a bit. At least that particular body wash. That was my favorite one too, because it smelled so good. It smelled delicious. Literally, it smelled really good. But like, you gotta think about it in the long term, you know what I mean? It's pretty expensive, that Old Spice stuff. It's pretty expensive. And you're paying that much money for not even a full bottle of body wash? Nah, no. The granite Dove is a bit more expensive, but at least theirs is like pretty much filled up, and it's only like a couple dollars more, and it's filled up completely. I bought two bottles of the Dove stuff, and the Dove stuff, I've been using it for a couple days now. It smells great. It smells great. It smells really good, dude. I enjoy it a lot, so I might have to just go with Dove. Old Spice is, they're struggling a little bit, dude. I'm not gonna lie. But remember the YouTube video I made maybe a couple months ago, where I was using that Old Spice stuff and it gave me a rash. Their deodorant was so pungent, so powerful, so visceral, that it actually gave me a rash on my armpit, a burning bright cherry red rash underneath my armpit. It was brutal, dude. I stopped using it, the rash went away. It was incredible, absolutely incredible. So I've been having some pretty bad luck with that Old Spice stuff. I'm not sure what's going on. They need to fill that nonsense up, or I need to find out why they fill it up to that point and only that point, because this is no. it's too much, man. Too much money getting spent constantly having to go out and buy another bottle over and over again. Too much. Why do people choose the middle stall in the bathroom when the far right or far left one is empty? I'm over here in the bathroom, sitting in the far left stall. There's three stalls in the bathroom. You got the far left, the middle, and the right. Why does this guy always, and I mean always, I know who it is too, because I'm gonna tell you how I know who it is, but just listen, he always sits in the middle stall. Every single time he sees that the door is closed, it doesn't matter which side you sit on, he will always choose the middle stall. And I know who it is all the time because he says, when he sits down, he says, "Hello, neighbor." He says, "Hello, neighbor," every single time. I'm not joking. This dude sits down and says, "Hello, neighbor," when he gets in that bathroom, dude. Why? Why do you do this? What's the game plan? What's the deal here, man? Like, is it like a assert your dominance type of deal? Because I just find it weird. Just, dude, there's a whole free stall so we can give ourselves some room. I'm not trying to smell your own fecal matter, all right? Get away from me. At least give me a buffer, all right? Give me a one stall buffer, because you are way too close. I don't want to hear the gurgling. I don't want to hear the moaning and groaning. I don't want to hear any of that mess. Give me a buffer. Why are you sitting in the middle stall? I don't get it. And this guy has the audacity to always get on TikTok without headphones on and just blast TikTok all the time too. I don't understand what's going on with this guy. Fiend. Absolute fiend is really all I can describe him as. It's incredible. It's an older guy too. It's an old dude. So I'm not too sure what's going on with this guy, why he doesn't invest in headphones so no one can hear his horrific sounding TikTok. I don't know what's up with his TikTok feed, but it is some of the most vile things I've ever heard in my entire life. And why he sits in the middle stall when there's a stall open on the far other side, I don't get it. Stop saying hello, neighbor, as well. That's incredible. I'm just sitting there in agony, just absolute pain and agony. I don't have a fun experience whenever I go in the bathroom. It's always pain, pure raw pain. I got to see a doctor about that, I know. But I'm not here to try to make small talk with you in the bathroom, man. Stop saying hello, neighbor. I'm not trying to talk to you. Like, what's wrong with you, man? Absolute fiend, absolute monster. But it's going to be it for me today. I'm done. A good length episode. Remember, let me just say a little reminder. My podcast is not like gonna be hours long, at least not right now. Maybe sometime in the future I can stretch it out to maybe be an hour or so, maybe somehow a couple hours, but this podcast so far has always been like a relatively short episodic podcast. Before, they would only last maybe about 10 to 15 minutes, really short. I'm trying to stretch them out so it's about 20 to maybe 30 minutes. That's what I'm trying to do. But see, I don't want to stretch it out and just like, what's the word for it? I don't know how to describe it. I'm just not trying to stretch it out just to have it long. You know what I mean? It's going to be longer than 10 to 15 minutes, but I don't want it long just for the sake of being long. I still want it to have substance, essentially. You know what I mean? So for now, this is like a pretty average time for the podcast. It's pretty short, but it's subject to change in the future. But I'm done. Big thanks to everyone who stopped by. We are live right now on twitch.tv/BoreRealDevotee. This video will also be up on YouTube. YouTube.com/BoreRealDevotee as well. And it'll be up on any streaming, any podcast streaming app that you use, like Apple Podcast, Amazon Music or whatever, and some other stuff. I forgot, dude. It's been a while since I've been in the podcast game. There was a few other ones, but I forgot. I forgot what they were called, but I'm done. Thank you all again. I hope you enjoyed this episode of $3 Down, and I will see you in the next one. Or I guess, well, yeah, you actually will see me, because Spotify, I can now upload like the videos on Spotify, so you can see me on Spotify. Since I'm recording it live, you can see me on YouTube and you can see me on Spotify. I don't know about Apple Podcast and all the other ones, but I do know that it works on Spotify. You can actually see this video on Spotify, so I will be seeing you later. Have a good one. Good night. Thank you.